Part 1. Truth-telling. One of the greatest gifts our teachers can give us is honesty. We need to hear what our teachers see, whether they believe we're doing a fantastic job or screwing up royally. This is the first stage of a workroom critique. Here's what I see. Perhaps I see something Kate Middleton would wear. Perhaps it looks to me like something one might wear to take out the trash. I need to let the designer know what I'm seeing, and then to give them an opportunity to tell me what they're going for. This can be awkward. It can be like turning a bright light on in a dark room. One thing we all need help with is learning how to stomach disapproval and disappointment. Teachers need to make you stronger so you can weather the heartaches to come post-classroom. This is one of several reasons why I am suspicious of those who brag about being self-taught. In my experience, self-taught designers have nervous breakdowns in high-pressure situations like Project Runway. If you haven't been ripped apart in classroom critiques, how will you be strong enough to survive in the lion cage that is the fashion world? I always say what I think. I don't mind that it gets me in trouble. In this chapter, I will explore some of the moments in my life when I realized the value of telling the truth at all costs. I want to share with you comments from Kim, a college professor in Oregon. Kim wrote, "Throughout my childhood, I was always compared to my brother in terms of smarts and found lacking. I was a classic underachiever. My sixth grade teacher, Miss Jackson, sat me down one day and said to me, 'This work is good enough. However, it is not good enough for you.' She really motivated me to think about my strengths. Now, every single day, I try to push my students just a bit above what they think they can accomplish." Thank you, Kim. Life as a new teacher. When I was a classroom teacher, the first day of class was so important to me. There is so much to be said about that first day. We're making a first impression, and so are the students. I'd like to think that I'm dispelling their preconceptions and that they are more alert and they're thinking, oh, this is engaging. You want them to know you care about them. In fact, if someone was absent on that first day, I often told him or her to go ahead and withdraw. The first class was about learning the basics, who they are, who I am, and my rules and expectations. One expectation I always wanted to extinguish was that just showing up to every class meant I get a B or a C. Showing up is the smallest expectation I had for any of them. Key to first impressions is, as we all know, what you wear. That goes for both teachers and students. As a teacher, I felt stronger and more in control if I looked professional. Even in my junior days of teaching, I always wore a tie. It might be a knit tie, and I might have worn jeans with it, but a tie denotes effort. I wanted to feel in command, and dressing up helped me do that. Also key for teachers looking to make a good first impression is to look around the room at the start of every class and fully engage with the students. Opening the class with, "How are you?" is a sensational idea and so simple. In any group, you don't walk in and start to talk. You shouldn't do that in a classroom either. I would ask everyone in the class to say their name and something about themselves, and then I would make notes on the roster. I found the students felt more invested if they introduced themselves rather than just saying, "Here." They had a responsibility to show up and participate and contribute to the chemistry of the class. "You're all on an even playing field," I told my students in my opening remarks. "You will distinguish yourself up or down from this point forward. Just being here, that's not enough. You have to fully embrace these assignments and do them exceptionally well. You can't be a cipher. Just because you're present doesn't mean you'll get a good grade." At the end of every class, I would wait until everyone was gone and the next class was coming in, and then I would think, "Now I can go." Maybe no one would come up to me after class for weeks on end, but I still never rushed out. Whether or not they took advantage all semester of my availability, I wanted them to know that if they did need me, I was there to hear what they had to say.